This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you're one of the millions who owns an iPhone or an iPad, you're going to receive a message today prompting you to update your operating system. Less sexy than a shiny new gadget, maybe, but iOS 7 is reportedly a big change for users. New design, new functions. Gizmodo Managing Editor Brian Barrett calls Apple's new software the company's most important new product in years. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me a little bit about the look here. Part of this is actually catching up with Android, right?
Yeah, you know, Android and Windows Phone are operating systems that have really embraced the fact that you are working on your phone. One of Apple's greatest strengths was when iOS first came out, they had to teach people how to use their phone as a computer. That's something that had never been done before. So the way they did that was they added what's called skeuomorphic touches, which is just a fancy way of saying they made things on your phone look like their real-life analogs or their real-life counterparts. So when you open the calendar app, it looked like your desktop calendar. Now that's starting to feel stale. Now they need to move to a place where, okay, we know that smartphones are miniature computers in your pocket. So how can we make them efficient instead of educational?
What about the functionality? If people were most intrigued by fingerprint scans in the new Apple hardware, what's going to impress them about iOS 7?
In terms of actual functionality, it's going to be a couple of new features that are there. There's a control center now, which gives you, maybe a dozen different things you can tweak, brightness, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all of that, just calling it up automatically with one swipe. So there are some new functions in there. It's a lot of different gestures, different swipes, and the little things add up. It's going to be sort of a re-education for people.
Now, you're talking about different swipes, different functionalities here, but is this really revolutionary, or is that just how we describe things now in this tech age?
You're waking up to iOS 7 is like waking up to find out that your Keurig looks like a toaster now. It still does the same stuff. It still makes you coffee, but you don't know where to put the pod. You don't know how to work it. So no, in terms of actual functionality, in terms of what it does, it's going to be largely the same. But I think that the fact that it looks so different is a really revolutionary change, because that's how we interact with our phones. And a lot of that is going to look and feel dramatically different in a way that it hasn't felt different since the very first version of iOS. This is the first major overhaul iOS has ever gotten since the very first iPhone.
Well, we'll have to see how it turns out. Brian Barrett, managing editor of Gizmodo. Brian, thank you, man.
Thank you.